नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 25 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड नारदा एंड अंगिरा इंस्ट्रक्ट किंग चित्रकेतु। अयम ही देहि नो देहो द्रव्य ज्ञान क्रियात्मक देहिनो विविध क्लेश संताप कृत उदारिता। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन: The living entity in the bodily conception of life is absorbed in the body, which is a combination of the physical elements, the five senses for gathering knowledge, and the five senses of action along with the mind. Through the mind, the living entity suffers three kinds of tribulations: Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika and Adhyatmika. Therefore, this body is a source of all miseries. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the fifth canto, 5.5.4, while instructing his sons, Rishabdev said, Asanapi Kleshad Ashadeha. The body, although temporary, is the cause of all the miseries of the material existence. As already discussed in the previous verse, the entire material creation is based on mental concoction. The mind sometimes induces us to think that if we purchase an automobile, we can enjoy the physical elements such as earth, water, air and fire, combined in the form of iron, plastics, petrol and so on. Working with the five material elements, panchabhutas, as well as with our five knowledge-gathering senses like the eyes, ears and tongue, and our five active senses like the hands and legs, we become involved in the material condition. Thus, we are subjected to the tribulation known as Adhyatmika, Adi Devika and Adi Bhautika. The mind is a center because the mind creates all these things. As soon as the material object is struck, however, the mind is affected and we suffer. For example, with the material elements, the working senses and the knowledge gathering senses, we create a very nice car. And when the car is accidentally smashed in a collision, the mind suffers, and through the mind, the living entity suffers. The fact is that the living entity, while concocting with the mind, creates the material condition. Because matter is destructible, through the material condition, the living entity suffers. Otherwise, the living entity is detached from all material conditions. When one comes to Brahman platform, the platform of spiritual life, fully understanding that he is a spiritual soul, Aham Brahmasmi, he is no longer affected by lamentation or hankering. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18.54, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 15.7, the Lord says, Mame vaisho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manasasthandriyani prakritisthani karshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. The living entity is actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is unaffected by material conditions. But because the mind is affected, the senses are affected, and the living entity struggles for existence within this material world. Hare Krishna. So here we are reading about Chitraketu Maharaj's agony, and here the Narad Muni and Angira Muni has come to solace him and give him transcendental knowledge. And especially in this purport, Srila Prabhupada describes how one is in miserable situation in this material world, and the center is the mind. We see that Chitraketu Maharaj is very much aggrieved due to losing of his child, Harshashok. The reason was that he was identifying the child with his body, and that was the cause of his suffering. Prabhupada mentions here in this purport that if a person connects everything with his body and mind, then mind and body is the cause for lamentation. Like say we find that many times we heard so many incidents that somebody is injured or somebody died. So we don't care much about it. The reason is that person is not connected with us. The fact that if someone is connected with us, it brings us the great amount of agony. Like say we find that Dhritarashtra was there. He was also discriminating between Pandu's son and Kaurava's. This is my son and these are Pandu's son all. And that is the cause for envy and lamentation. In Ramayana also we find that Kaikeyi was finding that this is my son Bharat and this is Kaushalya's son Ram. And this was a cause for whole envy and lamentation. And here Chitraketu Maharaj is quite affected by the misery caused due to loss of his son. And mercifully, Narad Muni and Angira Muni came for his solace, to give kind words to speak to him. And here we find that Chitraketu Maharaj is in a receptive state when Narad Muni is saying about the philosophy of this body. We find that mind, wherever it is entangled, like say it is contemplates, the senses follows it. And mind is the root cause of all misery. The reason is that we don't identify with the soul and we identify with the body. And there is a lot of attachment in this world everywhere because people don't have the real knowledge. One time, Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk and he came to a place and his disciples were there along with him. And he came to a tree and he saw that so much of the birds was there on one place only. Srila Prabhupada asked the disciples, what does it indicate? So the disciples started to think but could not make out. Srila Prabhupada asked again, what does it indicate? So ultimately Srila Prabhupada only said that even these birds are getting attached to this particular branch of the tree only. And this attachment itself bring misery to the hearts of the people. Senses are just servants of mind only. like say Srila Prabhupada gives an analogy in this purport, is that like say everything in this material world is made up of five elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether. And people get attached to products of various elements of this material world. Srila Prabhupada says that suppose a car is there, it is made up of that, and it made up of say iron, plastic, diesel and so forth. But it is not connected at all with the soul, but still a person gets attached to it. This is my car. And anything connected with it gives joy or suffering to that person. Suppose say children are playing in the street and that man's car is lying aside, and by chance say children hit a ball and there is glass is broken, immediately there is a dent on his heart also. Why? Because he thinks that this is my car, but that is not the case. Here everybody is fighting for me and mine. But in this world, everything is temporary in this world. Like, so we find that many times we travel through trains and people are struggling for seats. That this is my seat, I came first. And sometimes a person struggles and fights, no, I came first. But as soon as the platform comes and destination comes and everybody gets down, the seats remains there only. And everybody goes away. Similarly, in this material world, nothing remains with us. Like, say, we find that kings are fighting on a track of land, or say nations are fighting for a track of land, and they are fighting many times for many years, and we find that the leaders who are fighting both vanish from the they leave the body and the land is still there. So in this world everything is temporary, and what to speak of the bodies, even the land is temporary. When there is a time for destruction, even land, and what to speak of planets, whole planetary systems all comes in the body of the Mahavishnu, and everything is destroyed. So here nothing belongs to us, but still we identify due to our false ego that this particular object belongs to me, and that particular object's person thinks that this will bring joy to me. And Chitraketu Maharaj was thinking that this particular object will give joy to me. But that is not correct. The nature of soul is that, as mentioned in this purport, it is a tiny part of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is the proprietor. Jivira Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. So the nature of soul is completely transcendental. The soul is not part of this material world. And in this material world, when the soul comes, he identifies with this material world. Jiva has got two options: either to take shelter of the external energy or to take shelter of internal energy. And if Jiva takes the shelter of the internal energy, then he is satisfied. Otherwise, he is in miserable condition in this material world. One time, Srila Prabhupada was on morning walk and Brahmanand Prabhu was along with him, and huge gigantic body of Brahmanand Prabhu. And they were walking on a beach, on beach shore. And Srila Prabhupada saw one creature in just water and told Brahmanand Prabhu, "Can you catch him?" And he was ready, his guru's order. So he attempted. And as soon as he jumped on that creature immediately went inside. And Brahmanand Prabhu could not catch him. And after a few seconds, it again came tossing and again came on the ocean shore. Again, Brahmanand Prabhu tried to catch him and again it went inside. So it went 2-3 times. Then Srila Prabhupada told him that, "See, you are so huge, but still you cannot catch that tiny creature." And Srila Prabhupada gave purport to it. The reason is that he has taken shelter of which is more powerful. That is the ocean. Ocean is more powerful than you. So that's why you cannot do anything to him. Similarly, material energy is very powerful, very strong, very difficult to check the waves of material energy. Everyone is entrapped in this material energy. But when a jiva takes shelter of Supreme Lord, then he is spared from this material energy, because Krishna is the supreme controller, so he is controlling even material energy also. So when a wise man takes the shelter of the Supreme Lord, and in this, pivot is the mind. How we train the mind is the most important thing. As one contemplates, the action will be so forth. If a person contemplates on material objects, then action will be material only. In material world, we find that people say that a person is known by the company he keeps. Why they say so? The reason is that according to the person's company, his contemplation is accordingly. And as a person contemplates, he will naturally act accordingly. If there is filthy substance inside the mind, naturally action will also flow similarly only. So the more important, how we engage our mind, that is the most important this thing. That's why we hear Srimad Bhagavatam class. The reason of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class is that we can hear about the messages of Srimad Bhagavatam and engage our mind in it. And that's why we find that one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam with rapt attention. Why rapt attention? That if you hear with rapt attention, naturally action will also flow accordingly. So more important than senses is mind. Where we engage our mind is very important. Sometimes the senses may be engaged in devotional service, but mind may not be engaged. The more important is that one should engage one's mind in devotional service. And accordingly, what contemplation our mind may have, action will automatically be byproduct of our contemplation. Like say somebody may be a drunkard, and a drunkard may be there, and he has got strong urge in his mind to have drink liquor or so, and senses will naturally flow. Naturally flow. Sometimes intelligence may say some that please don't go, but still the strength, mind is so powerful that it dictates to the senses. Many times we find that in our devotees also, mind is very powerful, and it strongly dictates many times the messages, and senses has to do it. Although many times our intelligence say no, this is not correct. So mind is a very strong thing. And since time immemorial, we have got so many nasty impressions on our mind. So much garbage is there on our mind. And just at one particular time, one thought may come and we find that such a dirty thought we have got. But there is a stock of garbage of there actually in our mind. So many material desires are there. Like say in the ocean, say bottom of the ocean, that lot of garbage is there. Lot of garbage is there. And many times when garbage ferments or something ferments, the bubbles comes out. Like say we find especially in curd or other items, by say it's fermenting, the bubbles comes out on the top. Similarly, this stockpile of contamination is there in the bottom. We can't see that. But it is fermenting and some bubble may come on the surface, and we see that bubble and we find that we are so polluted. But actually, the whole godown is down. Whole godown is down. And this material desires makes our next bodies, chain of bodies. It is not that a person goes in one species one time only. It's not necessary. Sometimes a person may take in the dog's body 5,000 times or 10,000 times repeatedly. Then he may be elevated to higher species or so. So we go to so many species and then ultimately come to human species. So whatever a desire, so many desires are there in our mind. And this desires dictates our future bodies. So materialistic people, future bodies are destined. But in devotees, we find that many times, many devotees complain that actually I came to devotional life and I find that more contamination is there in my mind. So what is the reason? The reason Prabhupada mentions in one of the purport is that so many material desires are there in our heart. But if we are karmi, so that material desires will manifest as material bodies. But when a person takes to devotional service seriously, that means he is not going to get material bodies. He will be going back to Godhead. So what will happen to that material desires? Krishna mercifully shows his material desires to our mind that, see, this material desires I got. And then it will not manifest into material bodies. So mind is a storehouse where all these material desires are lying there. So many desires, unlimited desires are there. And as there are waves in the ocean, so many material desires comes on the surface of the mind. And a person get attached to silly things of this world. As Shyam Prabhu was mentioning a few days back in the class, that a person gets attached to things like television and other things of this world. Mind is very strong. As soon as the mind sees some sense object, immediately desires comes to sense gratification. Suppose we may be passing through a stall of Pani Puri Wala, immediately temptation may come. Let me have one. So powerful sensation. Sometime on our tongue tips, even sensation also come. Like say, many time, even the sense object may not be in the front, still a strong image may come and even some sensation may also come. One time Shyamananda was mentioning that you can close your eyes and in the while closing the eyes, you can think of a lemon. You can cut the lemon in two pieces just while closing the eyes. And with a knife, you are cutting the lemon in two pieces and take one piece and just squeeze it just in mind. Nothing is there in front and immediately some sensation will come on the tongue. So although the sense object is many times not around, still the mind can agitate the body. That is the power of the mind. So mind is very powerful. So the very important thing is that how one can engage one mind, and wherever mind thinks, that destiny will attain. If he thinks of Krishna, then he will attain Krishna Loka. If he thinks of this mundane world, then naturally he will be attached to that place. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that anyone who remembers me at the time of death returns to me, to my transcendental abode, and he will not be returning back to this material world. And person, many times people say that I will remember Krishna at the time of death, but I don't want to do devotional service now. So it is not possible. A person who has done anything throughout his life, he will do the same thing at the end of the life also, last moment of his death also. One time Prabhupada told this story that one man was there and he has a shop, and all the life he spent in his shop completely. From morning to night he used to go to shop year in and year out, and he spent whole life like that. And he was on the deathbed. And on deathbed, everyone is around him. And his children were telling that you should chant Hare Krishna or you should remember Lord. So this man was lying on the deathbed and just counting his last breath only. And he asked, where is my elder son? So elder son was just beside the bed. He says, I am here, father. Don't worry. So he asked, where is my younger son? The younger son says, father, I am here. Don't worry. We will take care. Ask for wife. Where is wife? Wife on the head says, I am here. Daughter was here. Ask for where is my daughter's husband? He is here. And he shouted very loudly that all of you are here. Who is at the shop? So person cannot remember Krishna at the time of that if he has throughout his life is contemplated material objects only. So it is very important that one should take to devotional service, because that is the only process by which one can eliminate all the desires. The senses will always be, mind and senses will always be demanding so many things of this world. Like so many times people say that bachche to bhagwan ka roop hote hai karke, something like that. Like say they say the children, like say they're very innocent, there are no material desires much there. But that is not correct. Like say we see on Amavasya that moon is not there, but we can't see the moon, but that does not mean that moon is not there. Moon is existing, but we are not able to see it. Similarly, material desire sometime may not manifest, but it is lying always. It may be in the dormant state, but the right time it comes out with full force. Full force it comes. That's why Kunti Maharani prays that let my mind be focused on Supreme Lord, like say Ganges running toward the ocean. Similarly, may my mind run towards your lotus feet. So that is very much necessary, that we can always engage ourselves in the service of the Lord. Just some time back, Maharaj gave a nice class on this subject only, about fine tuning. Give a long class on Sunday feast, that like say someone takes some particular station and he starts to get waves from that station only. Like say someone is like say, he was mentioning so long a class and so many wonderful analogies he gave, that sometime a person, he is attracted by a particular sense object. Why? Because he has tuned in. He is contemplating on that particular sense object. And due to that contemplation, the desires start flowing in. And due to that, he is tuned in that station and he is attracted by that. Other person may not be tuned in that station and may not bother also. Like say many times we distribute books or we are actively engaged in different services. And many times a sense object may be there around and still we may not be attracted. The reason is that our mind is focusing on our services. So if we rapt attention, our mind is focused on our services, then naturally such contemplation will be reduced. And Maharaj was saying different stations were there, and wherever we can, like see, he was mentioning that the hog, his station is different, and a human being, his station is different. But he says that supremely, if somebody can tune his station with the Supreme Lord or devotional service or association of the devotees, that is the perfection. And we need a training for that. Like say, mind should be trained accordingly. Then only we can render devotional service and actively render devotional service. Like say, here we find that Chitraketu Maharaj is there, is completely absorbed in agony. And in this state, a person cannot realize the message of Bhagavad Gita if a person is too much aggrieved. Like say, we may easily say, Dehi Nosmin Yatha Dehe Kumaram Yavanam Jara. But Chitraketu Maharaj was not able to understand that. The reason is that he was too much aggrieved. And Narad Muni mercifully gave the message to him. And he could realize, we see that later pages, he could realize the subject matter accordingly. So, one should always hear from great souls. That is very much important. And if one can somehow act in devotional service, then he will be free from all the miseries. This material world is full of misery. Like said, every step there is a misery there. A person is there. Every step, there is always a misery is there. There is no time where there is no misery is there. And only way we can check ourselves from misery is that if we take shelter of the Lord, like say if we are on Brahman platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, then we are free from this material happiness and material distress just by taking shelter of Krishna. And that is the highest thing. We find that in Vrindavan also, many times misery comes, demons comes, but they are always remembering Krishna. And immediately, they are free from misery. Like say, there is no connection between soul and matter. Soul is completely different entity than matter. Like say, many times we may eat a gulab jamun. and we feel happiness. But actually that is not soul's happiness. Suppose a tongue is tasting gulab jamun, and gulab jamun is a matter, and tongue is also matter. So matter touching matter, so how the soul is going to benefit? The soul naturally is not happy or actually soul is distressed because our mind is not remembering Krishna. So actually the soul is not part of this material world at all. It's at wrong place only. And when a person realizes that I am actually a Krishna Das, and Krishna Das state is the most joyful state, like say Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays Krishna Das e Vishwas. That means if someone has got full faith that I am servant of the Lord, then he'll be never be miserable, and he will see whatever misery that flows in his life as the mercy of the Lord, that Krishna is sending me the misery for my purification. So he will not be bewildered by that. He will be happy whatever state he is in. Like, so you find that Pandavas were miserable, completely miserable at many of the things. We find that their lifestyle is such that one after another misery is coming in their life, but nonetheless they were not in distress. The reason is that they were remembering Krishna. And by remembering Krishna, a person be on the transcendental platform. And on transcendental platform, there is no material happiness or distress. It can only be transcendental happiness. There is a difference between transcendental happiness and material happiness. In material happiness, soul is still unhappy. Because soul is disconnected from Krishna, the soul is still unhappy. But in material happiness is the connection of soul with Krishna. So that is the real happiness. The happiness of this world is not actually happy. Like say somebody is happy eating good foodstuff, but the soul is not happy because soul is not connected with that foodstuff at all. For example, somebody is eating a pizza and a tongue may relishing a good taste, but soul has nothing to do with that pizza because it's a matter. It's made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. And soul is a part of spiritual energy. Material energy is dull. It cannot even manifest when Krishna glances to the material energy and impregnates jivas inside the material energy. At that time, creation starts. Otherwise, material energy is dull. This material manifested world is a composition of Krishna's jiva shakti and external energy. And when that composition is there, jiva shakti is one way, is a spiritual energy. And when there is a combination of spiritual energy and material energy, then the creation starts. Otherwise, creation cannot start also. So matter is a dull thing, cannot give tangible joy to the living entity. Only thing one can give tangible joy to the living entity is actually the service of the Lord. Mind may be attracted, but one can check it by spiritual intelligence. Find that in this lifetime of Bilwa Mangal Thakur, we see that Bilwa Mangal Thakur was so much attached by that prostitute. And he was very much attached. His mind was carried away by her thought. And ultimately, he received knowledge and he renounced the world. Still, after renouncing also, mind was hankering for that. And when he was, after renouncing, he saw a beautiful Brahmani lady. So, he was again attracted by it. And ultimately, he decided. And ultimately, he went to Vrindavan and received the transcendental message and took the darshan of the Lord in the heart. So that is necessary. When one is fully engaged in spiritual services, then only a person can actually taste the real nectar, real joy of spiritual life. And at that, there is no selfishness is there. Now there is selfishness is there based on the mind, based on the body. That this is mine, this will give me happiness. This is not mine, this will not give me happiness. But when on spiritual platform, we see everyone as part of God. Like say Vasudev leper was there, and we find that he was a leper, and whole his body was contaminated by the disease. And on his body, so many living entities were there, like say germs were there on his body. And he could have thought that this is not my body, let me throw their germs. But that was not the case. He was thinking that these living entities are also part of Krishna. And they also necessary to be fed. So they thought that they are part of Lord. And so again, when sometimes a worm would fall down, he would again pick up the worm and put again on his body. That was a compassion. Although both the bodies are different. His kshetra was different. And that worm's kshetra was different. Both kshetra was different. Sometimes, like say, we are concerned with our kshetra only. My body and something connected with me, that is my kshetra. And we are not bothered with somebody else's kshetra. Like say, if I am hungry, I should get food. Others are hungry, I don't care. But when on a higher level, a person may be compassionate and he may think of everyone which is connected with Krishna. In Vasudeva leper, we find that he was concerned with other living entities. Also, we find that Prabhupada, so many pastimes, he was concerned like of every living entity. He was concerned many type of a lizard. Sometime, one time, he was sitting in his room and windows and doors were closed and one butterfly came in the room. And Prabhupada told to one of his disciples that open the doors and window so that butterfly can go. Butterfly is hungry and it can go out and have his food. So Srila Prabhupada, we can see that he was not thinking of his own body. He was thinking of everyone. He was thinking to give message of Krishna to everyone. Why? Because that only can give happiness. Like say, when a person is materialistic, he is always a selfish person. But when a person becomes devotee, then he starts to become selfless. And that's why we find that the greatest service is done by devotees. The greatest social service we can think of is done by devotees. The reason is that they are selfless in nature. And they want to extend to other living entities also. They are not just concerned for this selfish salvation only. Like say, many times we find that some of the sadhus in Himalayas, they may be sitting in caves and doing austerities. And some of the people may be attracted by their lives. But they may be doing whatever they are doing for their selfish salvation only. And Srila Prabhupada's movement, we find that people may be sitting in, living in the metros, but they extend to different people. The reason is that due to Prabhupada's mercy, some selfishness is coming in their heart. So, in essence, Srila Prabhupada mentions that all the living entities are part of Lord, fragmental parts, and the essence of our life is that somehow dedicate our full energy in the service of the Lord, and then our life will be joyful, will be free from all types of misery in this world. This world, needless to say, everybody can vouch that this world is most miserable place, not a place for a gentleman to stay. And the wise man takes the shelter of Krishna's supreme energy and perfect their life and go back to the kingdom of God. Thank you very much. I'd like to end. Any question or comment someone has got, they can say. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.